Thank you, Gabby. Okay. Are we on air? Hello, everyone. We're on air. Just like that. This is Talk Line, the show where you get to call, and we're ready, willing, and able to take your calls. I'm Diane McGachran.
I'm Melissa Nadine Rogers.
Yes, and we are here to take your calls. Peter, as some of you may know, and I have something that I can share, Saturday, Peter Atchuk had a mini stroke, and currently he's at the hospital in Anchorage receiving intensive care. Peter's wife and family thank everyone for their prayers and well wishes. He's able to make himself comfortable. He's able to drink and eat on his own. He's taking steps toward recovery. He's not having a lot of visitors at this time, but he looks great in the pictures, and he's very aware of his environment and who's around, and so we wish him well, and thank you very much, Alyssa, for sitting in for him. So for the next few weeks, we may have Alyssa, or we may have other people who join me at the table here, at the talk line table. We have something that's got all the phone numbers on it, but not in front of us, so we're going to try to get that together and ready to take any calls you want to give. Okay. So I think I will go and get the – oh, they're going to bring us the screen. So we'll get the numbers out to you. You can start when you go back and forth.
Go ahead and give us a call at 543-5985.
543-2756.
Or you can give a 1-800-995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we have our first caller from Bethel. It's Bea. Good morning, Bea. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes.
Hi, Bea.
Bea?
Just Bea, please.
Okay.
It's not funny.
Okay.
Anyway, I'd like to complain about the city of Bethel. Yesterday they did not come and dump my water or my sewage tank. So I called this morning to make sure that they give me some today. Mm-hmm. I called, and finally I got a number. Her name is Charlie. She's the only one that answered. So I went down the line of the city. I called the city manager all the way down on my telephone book. And first of all, I tried to get a hold of the person that is in charge of the water. And nobody answers the phones. I called all the way from the city administration, all the way down to on your phone book, and nobody answered their phones. And lots of them said, I got the voice, my voice box is full, their voice box is full. I couldn't even leave a message.
Oh.
And is this how the city is run? If so, where's all the people that work down there? Why don't they answer their phones?
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally got this one girl, and she said that she would leave a message for this guy that's in charge of water and sewer. Mm-hmm. But they told me he was out driving a truck, she told me anyway. And to me, that's not right, that he should read. If he's driving a truck, he should have someone answer his phone. Mm-hmm. I even called the city administration. And all the way down, I called, and nobody answered none of the phones. So that's my big complaint for today.
I'm sorry that you've gone through that.
And I was thinking to myself, I have to call somebody. If the city doesn't answer, then who do I call? Then my next thing is, do I go to the city, to the people that are on the board, or what?
Maybe the city manager?
Well, that's who I try to call. Nobody answers even there. And I was thinking, is this the way they run the city? No, it's all getting all screwed up. That's my complaint for today, and everybody have a nice day because I'm trying to get my water.
Okay. Gosh, I hope it comes today. Thank you for calling.
Well, I want to know if everybody else has problems with getting answers from the city, and even the city clerk didn't answer.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I know. I definitely had some issues getting our water and sewer. They're definitely running, a couple days behind.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not an excuse. We pay our bills, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't, they should get more people hired to dump our garbage. I mean, our city sewer and water, the young lady told me that they would get me tomorrow. And when in the meantime I run out of water, then what do I do? So that's my complaint for today.
Okay.
And if anybody else has complaints, I'll try to leave my radio on. Usually I don't listen to Talk Blind, but today I will. Thank you.
Okay.
It's good hearing from you, Bea.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, we'll go to our next caller, John Nick from Bethel. Welcome to Talk Blind.
Hi, I was listening to a lady. Maybe she should call the city manager. Mm-hmm. Usually the city clerk does it all for the billing and the services. Maybe she was busy. Probably she can leave a message where the city clerk can get back to her or the manager.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Anyway, I want to warn everyone. We stay at 460 Hanger Lake Road. And early in the morning between 7 and 8 o'clock is when the kids go and catch the bus here.
Mm-hmm.
They leave about 7:30. We've been seeing a lot of moose around our area here.
Wow.
Seems like every other morning there's two of them or there's three. And they're right on the road at half times and right in the neighborhood right by our house.
Wow.
So anyway, when the kids go to school to catch the bus in the morning at 7:30, parents should warn them about the moose around here and if they can walk in groups rather than single.
Mm-hmm.
To catch the bus, you know. It's more safer that way. Now that we have that moratorium, we're having moose, which is good that we had the bill up now. That's good to see, you know, wildlife that are building up like that. We sacrificed what we had, and now we can be abundant with moose around here. But please forewarn your kids in the morning. I'll be on the lookout, you know what I mean? You don't want to get trampled by them. They're big moose.
Yeah.
And the only way they protect themselves is to trample you. So always be aware. And strange sounds, too, you know, they make once in a while they'll call and stuff. So anyway, it's good to see that. I just wanted to warn the parents and the children.
Good
and
deal.
Everyone
Thank you.
Everyone have a safe weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't drink and drive. And if you're traveling on long trips, travel too if you can't have a companion.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what might happen. And always respect the weather. Okay? Thank
All
you.
Right. Yes. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Some great words of wisdom this morning. Definitely with this weather changing that we're having. And sometimes it's kind of hard to tell when you're out on a snow machine, out on the tundra, and it's really flat. It's hard to distinguish the sky from the ground. So
yeah.
Travelers,
well, I noticed
beware.
That. Yeah, it's kind of like a snow blindness or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So thank you, Bea and John, for starting our Talk Line day for us. And where do you say those moose are? They're near Hanger Lake?
Yeah, that Hanger Lake Road,
mm-hmm.
right by the boat harbor as you're going out to
that big lake. Yeah, I've seen some
there.
Tracks out there.
I saw a mom and two calves out there not too long ago. I think it was last month.
Like from last spring calves or older?
This year's.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I hope nobody does anything to them. Poor things. Okay, so Susan from Bethel is on the line. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, I wanted to. Well, first I'm going to comment. When John said B should call the city manager and leave a message, that's what she said she's been doing. She's tried to call everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know she had tried to. I didn't know about the city
manager. She said she called all the numbers. And I believe her, and I hope she's listening. City Council has a People to Be Heard section. I think they have a meeting coming up next Tuesday. But you just go there and you'd be heard about it. And the City Council members can be aware of this situation. Another situation I have with the city is they're leaving these snow berms. And not just snow berms, but when you drive in the highway and stuff, it seems to block the view. And I know with Anchorage, what they do is they haul the excess snow to areas away from the traffic, but I don't know if Bethel has the capability to do that. But the snow berms, and there's a one big one in front of my house, and I don't drive when it's really cold, so what I'm doing is I chisel a little bit at a time away at that berm, and I figure by the time I'm done, it will be warm enough for me to drive, and then I can get my car out. But there was a big snowstorm last weekend. I was out of town. I came back, and so I shoveled the little bit of the driveway each day, and now I'm at that snow berm. I couldn't find a plow service. I know there's commercial plow services, but the people they recommended to me were out of town, and I don't know who could plow it. But so I just chisel a little bit away. But the city, if they're looking for revenue and stuff, maybe they should have a plow business also going on. They're the ones that leave the city berm, so I don't know if plowing that away something they left would be in favor of what people want. But I don't know who else to call to plow my driveway, so I've just been hitting a little bit of it each day, and I'm almost done, and maybe it's almost warm out, and maybe the two will come together. So basically that's what I'm calling about is if anyone has a plow, I'm in the phone book under Susan Taylor, 543-4368. If you plow driveways, give me a call. Because I can still get it plowed, can scrape to the bottom and make it wider or something. I'll still make use and pay a person to plow it. But I'm chiseling a little bit of it each day for good exercise.
Yeah, okay.
And then the moose look for trees and stuff, and the snow is blocking them away from vegetation. And they have the same problem in Anchorage. When I was in Anchorage last weekend, they delayed the parade because a moose was in the way. So it's just...
parade delay.
Yeah, that's the reality. The moose are looking for stuff to chew on, and the snow berms and snow are blocking the way, so they're going to be on the road. Yeah, I don't know if it's hunting season, but sounds delicious to me.
No, you can't hunt in town. Oh my gosh, no, right?
Well, you're protecting your dog. They trample. You're protecting your kids. Moose trample when they freak out.
That's a different story, but I don't know if that's what happens all the time.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
thank you,
have
Susan.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right. Good luck with that driveway.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, we've been definitely having quite a bit of moose sites here.
Yeah,
definitely had a moose running down Standard Oil, then we had one across the river, and then we had one at BIA, now we have some in Ayer Lake, and
it's like we're Anchorage. It's going to be like normal. Like, oh, look, there's a moose. Yawn. But it's that moratorium worked. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, that's a good model for, then you think about like the caribou, where you only wanted to take one. And then salmon, maybe have to modify fishing sometimes. It works, but it does take a lot of collaboration all up and down the watershed. So, okay.
So
anyway.
What do you think about all this snow? This is the most snow I've seen in
almost
10 years. Well, actually, when I was really little, we used to have snow that covered the whole entire house. And then we have snow that... Because I used to
like from drifts and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look, we have Jesse from Bethel. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Welcome to
Good morning.
I'd like to thank Aunt P for bringing up that subject with the city, because us two, we don't get water on our delivery date. We call and call and call, and nobody answers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And today is our water day. I just asked my husband, should I do laundry today? I don't even know if I have any water left. Mm-hmm. So those kind of stuff. So it's, I hope people get up and start saying that, we're not getting deliveries and getting our services. Like she said, we pay for our bills, but we don't get services on time.
Yeah. That's really a problem. And they don't, when you call, there's no way to even leave a message?
You know,
but they don't return the call, so.
Like Aunt B said, you know, their boxes are full, mm-hmm. or they'll transfer you to this and here and there, even to their own cell phones, but you would never get answer.
I'm sorry about that.
So,
okay, good. Well, I'm glad you called and put it out there.
Anyway, I'd like to wish and pray for Peter Atchuk and his family, mm. that we're still thinking of them. We sure miss him today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, Koyana, Diane, you
Koyana.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you
Alrighty.
Too, Jesse. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and one thing, everyone, when you call in, it's really good to turn down or turn off your radio because there's a little delay and you can hear it in the background, so... Yeah. All right. We have Barbara. Oh, Barbara from Anchorage. Is this? I hope this is Barbara. I know. Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara. Hi.
Welcome to Talkline.
And Diane, good morning.
Good morning. And Alyssa's here with me, sitting in for Peter, keeping his seat warm.
I'm just calling in to give an update.
Please.
He's doing good. Like I let you know the other day, he came around. He recognized me and... He wanted some, he's been having ice and just a little things at a time the first day. And then yesterday was the first time after he woke up, he wanted, he surprised the nurses and myself that he wanted breakfast.
Wow.
That he was hungry.
That's
and
good.
And that was good words from his mouth. He looked so... He looked so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
It was so good to hear him talk.
Yeah, yeah. I'll bet.
He ate all his, what he had for breakfast was scrambled eggs, mm-hmm. some sausage and orange juice and water. He finished all that and... Thing was, he didn't leave any room in his stomach for his meds that he needed to take, but he got them.
He could squeeze those in. Yeah.
Yeah. He's been having therapy. He's they're just now working with him, so I quickly came out to to call and give update. This is his third day. He's not as alert today. Like he's tired, mm-hmm. but he's stable on his blood pressure.
Oh, good, good.
Still, the visitation is cut off until he's really stable.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get him off of having the IV for his meds.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're pushing him to take his tablets by mouth. So if all goes well with him today, with therapy, he might be moved up to the next floor. He's been, the first day he came around, he said, something's going on. Well, first when I walked into the room, he said, wow, I see you. And I said, oh, my goodness, you're awake.
That must have been awesome.
That was. And he kept saying, wow, something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I went by his side and I said, because all the prayers that are coming out for you are being answered. God is answering the prayers. And he kept saying, wow, what a feeling.
That's mm-hmm. a neat feeling. I'm so glad he has that and he could share that with you.
Yeah, he's got good mobility. A little blood clot got to his brain on the left side that's affected his talking, mm-hmm. not slurred. We could understand his talk, and just he's not saying the words he needs to say for his health, but slowly understanding his needs.
That should get better.
Yeah, his patience and getting to understand what it's not going to be long. I have faith in God for him to come back to us.
Nice, that's nice. Okay.
But, I told him your talk show today, so I'm going to listen in on what they're saying and give update on you.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad he knows
so
that you're
you
calling.
Called.
Well, you know, give him our love, and we're definitely thinking of him and praying, and are very excited to hear every little tiny gain that he makes is really to be celebrated. So,
yeah.
Thank you so much, Barb.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Have a wonderful
hugs
weekend.
Hugs and kisses to the fur, little furry.
I know.
Don't forget to share a hug.
I won't. They will get one.
Okay. Good to hear you, Diane.
Yeah,
have
I'm glad
a good
you.
Day.
Glad you called, Barb.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she
so
called.
Wonderful.
We're going to go to Mark from Nepaimute. Hi, Mark.
Hey, yeah.
Hey,
good morning.
Man,
talk about perfect timing. Because my intent for calling in this morning is to give an ice road report, but one of the very first things that I wanted to talk about was Peter and our need as a region to continue praying for him and lifting him up, because we all know that the power of collective prayer is real, and the news that I just heard from Barbara was just that's what I think all of us have needed to hear.
Yeah.
Everywhere we've been going lately, everywhere on the river, I've been thinking about Peter. I wake up in the morning and pray for him. He's been a mentor, a brother to so many of us. And that was very good news. We're looking forward to seeing you soon, Peter.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
So, yeah, with that said, I wanted to talk about where things are with the ice road. Today, I can't guarantee what it'll be tomorrow, but you know, after we were upriver for a long 2-week trip plowing to Sleetmute, and we got back from up there, and we needed to spend time in the lower river opening up everything, especially with the coastal tournament going on. We wanted to focus on getting the Johnson River opened up. They've been blocked in back there for a while. But I wanted to thank NAMI and the Akiak crew for stepping up while we were gone so long and taking care of the river from Akiak to Bethel.
Wow.
Yeah, they did a really good job, and it was awesome to meet them out there on the river. So we just came back from 2 very long days of hard plowing in the Johnson River. The way things are going this year with the deep snow and the wind, everything is taking twice as long.
Mm-hmm.
We did open up the road to Kasigluk, Nunup, and Atmashluk.
Wow.
We got back to Bethel at 1 this morning. So as we speak right now, the road is open from Tuluksak back to the Tundra villages.
Okay.
Later today, we're going to head up to open the road from Tuluksak to Kalskag. You know, they're having regions in Aniak, and, you know, half the river wants to come to Bethel for the coastal tournament, and the other half wants to go to Aniak for regions up there. So we're going to head up that way as soon as we get going here this morning. We're a little bit slow. It was a late night.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ask people to be patient. This is going to take a long time to get to Kalskag today, the way the snow is, you know, so deep and so drifted. I don't expect to arrive in Kalskag until late tonight.
Oh.
I think Dwayne Hoffman from Kalskag will call in this morning.
Oh, good.
And give a road report for Kalskag-Aniak. Up in Crooked Creek, Tim Sagar and his crew have been regularly plowing from Crooked Creek to Joachpalak, and they were actually planning to plow all the way down to Aniak today, but he's watching the weather and waiting before he decides to go. So we'll ask everybody to keep a close eye on this weather. You know, it's been catching us. Last Saturday, that blizzard, you know, that was really something. We plowed to Tuluksak just as the blizzard was setting in, so so that they could get an emergency generator up there for the school.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, by the time we got back down towards Bethel from Greek to Bethel, you know, it was visibility zero.
Oh, my goodness.
And we ended up late that night. We had to plow down towards the mouth of Johnson to rescue a couple of vehicles that were stuck down there. And there was another vehicle. A family had to spend the night in their vehicle.
Oh, on the river?
Yeah, above Akiak. So
oh, my.
We really need to keep an eye on this weather. And
it's tricky.
You know what? One of the best ways that we found to do that is watching the Bethel radar.
Mm-hmm.
That you can go on Cusco.net and they show the Bethel radar and it shows the weather way out all the way to Nunavak Island and almost south to Dillingham and above Aniak. So it'll show you what's coming, you know, long before it gets here, and you can make plans to get home. And if you're not familiar with the way that radar works, the color that it shows,
uh-huh,
the darker the color, the more heavy the snow is that's coming. So especially I was looking at it this morning, the precipitation color is light blue and it's out way out towards the coast. I'm hoping that it's going to not come inland. It looks like it's staying out there, but you see that color get green, dark green, that means very, very heavy snow coming, and you need to get home. So that's where we're at today. The road is open from Tuluxac to the Tundra Villages, and we're hoping to get it open the rest of the way to Kalskag Lake tonight. So in closing, there's always a lot of people and organizations to thank for the support they give to the Kuskokwim Ice Road. And first, I wanted to thank my crew, Oscar Samuelson, Tim Alexi, and Nikolai Savage. They've really gone the extra mile this year, you know, lots of long hours, late nights, early mornings, cold weather. But for the work that we did this week in the Lower River, I'd like to thank ONC for their support, the Nabuskiak Village Corporation, the Nabuskiak Tribe, the City of Napakiak, Alaska Hovercraft / Linden, Nunapichuk Limited, UIC Construction, AMAC Contractors, Atmoshluk Tribal Utilities, Lower Kuskokwim School District. I'd like to especially thank Wilson Twitchell and his family. When we arrived in Kasigluk the other night before last, they had prepared food for us, and they brought it out to us so we didn't have to stop. They had it was like ordering from Snack Shack. It was all packaged up so, nicely, just like you
Mark.
Get from...
Thank you. I'm sorry. You know, I hate to cut in. Thank you so much. We're going to go to our station break.
Okay. Okay.
That's why the music's starting in. Really grateful for your call, though, and the information you gave on the weather, and we'll repeat that later. So have
okay.
a great day.
Okay. Be safe.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Everyone, we're taking a small break. You can call in, and you'll wait on hold during the break, and you'll be ready to go when we come off. This is KYUK and Talkline.
Pacific University. Alaska's only tribally controlled Alaska Native serving institution, providing students with a four-year college degree both on campus and online. Students enjoy an accessible and affordable world-class education in over 30 degree programs. Scholarship opportunities and financial assistance allow Alaska Pacific University to be a choice for anyone, anywhere. How will you change the world? Learn more at alaskapacific.edu.
In Indian country, older minds matter. We know that wisdom and knowledge can increase with age. Those are the reasons we honor our elders. Some changes are a normal part of aging, but others can be something more serious, like dementia or Alzheimer's disease. The river of life flows through our heart to our brain, and each of us can take steps to keep our mind healthy. Find ways to be physically active, exercise, pay attention to your risk factors, high blood pressure, diabetes, and smoking. Discuss your heart and brain health with your doctor. Remember, you're an Indian elder, and your mind matters. This message is brought to you by the International Association for Indigenous Aging, supported by the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
As Alaskans, it's important to support our communities by donating to nonprofits. And it's easy to donate when you apply for your permanent fund dividend by remembering to pick, click, and give. Your donations can help feed Alaska's children, house the homeless, provide shelters with funding to find a forever home for animals, and keep books on library shelves. Alaska nonprofits rely on us to help make the difference. Remember to pick, click, and give.
Welcome back. Thank you for waiting while we go through our break. And we're going to go to a caller now. On the screen. Okay. Oh, Mark from Bethel. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to talk. Oh, Mark from Bethel? Okay.
Yeah, Mark from Bethel.
Oh, sorry. There's a...
No.
We just had another Mark from Napa.
No,
okay.
I heard that.
All right. Here we go.
Hi, Mark.
So, good morning. Just a couple of things on Water and Sewer Hall. Let me just read from the Public Works Director's report that will be getting in the City Council on Tuesday. First sentence, the department continues to battle elements, staffing, and high demand. I mean, everybody knows what the weather has been like for the last week or two. And, you know, the blizzard certainly didn't speed things up any. The city's been, you know, doing the best they can, getting, you know, at least the entrances to driveways cleared and berms knocked down, you know, but there's obviously a lot of those around town. I'd like to see them knock down some of the berms on corners so we can pull up to a stop sign and not be scared to death to stick our noses out of the road. But, you know, they're shorthanded over there in drivers. They have a couple of guys or girls. There's ladies driving truck, you know, waiting to get their CDLs. They've got a couple that are in the application pipeline. So one of the things that obviously the City Council needs to work on when the budget comes up is retention for drivers. And, you know, what the answer is there, I'm not sure. But I think everybody eventually, I mean, I was a day late getting my water and sewer this week. Me and my wife had to shovel our water driveway out. It's like, you know, a lot of other people. So our utility drivers deserve actually a lot of credit for staying on the job. I mean, if you really want to get up at 8 in the morning and drag a sewer hose all day long through the snow, maybe up to your knees, you know, they deserve a lot of credit, a lot of thanks for what they are doing for our community. And, yeah, I know I don't like running out of water any more than anybody else. And, I know how much of a hassle that is, but have a little patience with them. We've got, you know, we have truck issues. We got driver issues. So it's just, you know, a little forbearance, for those folks. I think, I know they would appreciate it. But it's making sure that we keep drivers on and that we're able to recruit drivers. You know, I mean, if there's a bunch of construction going on this summer, they're going to be building the highway again. I'm not sure what else is going on. You know, anybody that's got a CDL is going to be in demand. And, you know, why not go from the city to a construction outfit where you can maybe make twice what you're making? So please, please keep all that in mind. I originally wanted to call to give a trail report, first one of my life. Yesterday, nice. My son-in-law and my grandson went up to Gweek to get firewood. Way up there, it's about 45 miles by curve. And if you're going to go up there, please be prepared for very deep snow. I mean, very deep snow. On the trail, there's a story in the ADN this morning about the Iditarod is like one snow machine wide, and it's up to a guy's waist on either side of it. It's the same thing up there. We went up the Yukon Trail till we got to the Gweek, and then went up, and for a couple of miles, there was some trail. Some fellows had gone up there by snow machine, but they turned around, and we kept going, breaking trail up there. It is not a comfortable ride. Of course, I was driving my Bravo and it nearly killed me. But, I'll tell you. But yeah, if you're going to go up there, be prepared for very deep snow. If you're going out logging, be prepared to kind of, you know, fight for your wood and be prepared. You know, if you're in the middle of the river on the trail and you break down and you need to wait it out for any length of time, because there's places up there with no cell service. Just keep in mind that you might have to do some slogging to get up to the bank, and it's still going to be very deep. So be prepared for, self-rescue for a little while.
Yeah.
If you're going to go up there, there's a little bit of overflow, a couple of spots, just some brown, wet snow, that we saw, and boatloads of moose tracks. My grandson said they saw 5 moose. I saw 2 that were up there with them. So there's just a lot of moose up there right now. But, I know a lot of people go up there, logging. So just be aware and be prepared that it is some very, very deep snow on the river and, up in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to pass that on.
Okay.
Well,
thank you. What a great report.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. That's
okay. All right.
Hi, Mark. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Next, we have John calling from EEK. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes. Good morning. This is Michael. This is Dan Carter. I'm calling from EEK, Alaska.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, John.
Yeah, I'd like to be talking about something. What I have to be saying may be something different from what John said. What I'd like to say is what all kinds of people are running for, especially in the kind of election, like 2020, when our present governor was, there might have been some people who believe what he said. And those were cuts left and right, cutting things left and right. During the campaign, he probably might have talked about those. The two people who are candidates for the president of the United States, which is Biden and Sanders, is the same thing taking place in what our former leaders mentioned, that benefits will be cut somewhat in their administration. You know what Mr. Bloomberg says the other day?
Mm-hmm.
The present leader will be. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John, for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Next, we have Bob from Bethel.
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good. Hey, good morning. Hey, I'd like to echo what was that John Sargent called in about utility services. Anyway, I'd like to put a big attaboy out there for anybody that's delivering water and pumping sewer in this little stretch of cold weather we had here.
Okay, good.
I would posit that the average customer would not have a chance doing the job that these guys are doing.
Yeah,
they're going to be slow sometimes, and maybe they won't come at all, and you're going to have to work to get them over there and get it done. But they're more than happy to do it to the best of their ability,
mm-hmm.
And that's I think everybody needs to understand that if you don't, you know, the weather in Bethel is going to dictate how we live.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. And there's one other subject I'd like to cover. Apparently, there's been a few people in town like sponsoring petitions for the Dunleavy recall petition drive.
Uh-huh.
And so I heard, and you know, it could be just a Bethel rumor, Bill, but I've heard people that were sponsoring this were getting threatening phone calls from people. Some people like downriver, maybe like on the coast, were calling in and threatening people that were sponsoring these petitions, and
there were some negative notes sent to them. Yes, I'm not sure about what the threat, if it was a threatening thing, but
right,
but yes,
right, right.
There was some real negativity.
Yeah,
to
well,
them.
if it's real negativity, let's call it what it is. Let's call it a threat. Anyway,
okay.
You know, people that do that, they're hypocrites. They're exactly opposite of what they're trying to say how things should be. So anyway, I just want to get that out there. I think some people ought to look in their own backyard before they start throwing barbs at people that are trying to make change.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thanks
you
for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We have Renee from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Thank you. I'm just making a couple of announcements as a past.
Renee, I think your only announcement right now should be that you're returning back to your job.
No.
Okay. The retirement is gonna. The retirement is sticking.
The retirement is sticking. I'm calling for Amber because she's out of town. Mm-hmm. And I just want to mention that the next Saturday market is on the 14th, and it will be run the same as always, and Amber will be working that. So
Amber.
Mimosa is going to be doing the food out of the cafeteria there, so it'll be good.
Who will?
Mimoa. I never say her name right. Mimoa.
Okay.
Well, all right, so I'm saying that totally wrong.
Okay.
Anyway,
yes,
she's doing it. And then I also want to mention that the youth camps have been, summer youth camps have been finalized. And Aaron Arno and Margaret Hanna are the two instructors this year. And the camps will run June 8th through 12th and 15th through the 19th. And they will be, of course, over at the Cultural Center, too. And Amber is who you want to get a hold of for that. And her number is 543-4515. And you can contact her about both the art camp and the Saturday market. And that's all I got.
I got
nothing else to add.
If somebody wants to reserve a section of the Cultural Center, do they also call Amber at 543-4515?
Yes. She is the voice of the Cultural Center, and she will be taking all reservations and everything else. And the main campus is going to be helping her until they've replaced someone in my job.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay, Renee. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you bet. Bye-bye now.
All right.
Bye.
Huh. All right. So we have Wilson from Bethel. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning there, hard workers.
Always.
Good morning.
Sort of.
Yeah, there's only a few that can raise their hand and truly admit that they are hard workers, you know, because sometimes your 9-to-5 job or 8-to-5 or whatever it is an illusion. Some people work after hours to complete their work, but it's part of their responsibility. You know, some people go to committee meetings or city council meetings or do this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And they still have to be, you know, accountable at work. You know, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 or 8:30 to 4:30 or whatever the situation is. You know, and my hat's off to those who are committed not only to their office space, but committed elsewhere, any kind of meetings they may have. Business they have to deal with when it comes to their service that they're providing. Like, you know, the other day after hours of, I had to meet the Subway, demo rentals manager, the owner, after hours because he works night shifts, you know, and iron out a contract, iron out an agreement, iron out a payment, iron out a this, that, and the other for the senior service program. So we're still waiting for the proper equipment when it comes to what is needed at that building. You know, we brought in some really nice convection ovens, which is the main source of cooking the meals for the elders. It's quick, it's sufficient, and it can cook, you know, tons of food at the same time. So anyway, I met with them last night. And, you know, the plan is they ordered what they needed this morning, and it's already at the airport in Anchorage. So we're just waiting for a flight from Anchorage to Bethel, and hopefully we won't get flooded, snowed out and can't being canceled. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope the weather stays way out there in the coast and don't come this way so we can start plugging away with lunch delivery for the elders, which to me is really important.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This call is also, you know, it's a done deal. I petitioned to VFW, and they answered my call by way of a donation of $10,000 to the senior service program.
Amazing.
So
wow.
Today after 6 o'clock, I will pick that up and have a, you know, thank you appreciation note or card for the VFW members. You know, they said their my call to them was heartfelt by most of the folks over there. And they do see and they do know that the elder service program is an important part of this community. It's a must for a lot of the elders that are out there. And I really feel for them because the last few days we haven't had no lunch delivery. There's a possibility, you know, I mean, there Monday morning, I have a agreement. It's a temporary agreement with YKHC, the food lunch, their kitchen over there.
Uh-huh.
Is they're willing to provide 100 meals, but we, you know, senior service with ONC has to pay for it, but they're willing to provide it so we can at least provide a meal Monday and Tuesday while they're completing the wiring. So I'm more than happy to pay that extra cost to.
That's good work,
get
on
back to
Wilson.
And it's a lot of coordination and planning and outsourcing that you have to do. You can't just wait for things to happen. You have to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much how my mom taught me, even my grandpa. You know, if you want something, you have to work for it. You can't sit there and make it, not wait for it to happen. You know, praying is good, but you have to put in the action to show that that's what you really want. So that's my encouragement to everyone out there, especially if you think that senior service program is important. If you're a committee member of any kind of gaming, please give me a call, 545. For now, my temporary number is 545-6575.
Okay.
6575. That's my work cell phone number. And okay. I usually use my personal number, but now I have to use this number for work-related issues. Wilson Green, 545-6575. Invite me to your committee meeting, and I have a request already printed out, ready to hand to any and all of the gaming committees here in beautiful downtown Bethel. It's my hometown. And
yes.
Whoever is not from Bethel, I welcome you. So, thank you.
Okay, nice coordinating
Bye.
Work there.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
And kudos to VFW.
Wow.
That was amazing. Well,
very
thank
nice.
You so much, VFW.
And then the food getting prepped at YKHC.
Nice
coordination. All right. Now we have Edward from At Mouth Look. Good morning, Edward. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. How are you, people?
Good.
Thank you.
Yes. I have a little concern. Talking about the water system, Bethel, City of Bethel, utility and all those stuff, the money and... Look at us, little villages. We still live in the third world. We still use our honey bucket. We still go out there and get ice and water. And we still go out and get well water. We got no transportation stuff. We still live in a third world transportation. What our governments, state government, our politicians, they look at the rural cities just to try solve the solution. Look at them. If they look at the rural small villages, remote villages, they look at us. We got no road systems, nothing. We're still in a third world village, third world. So if they look at us and start making plans to put the money where it's supposed to go, they'll figure out a way to solve the solution in an urban city. It'll be faster.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do it. Watch it. They'll find a better solution if they look at us little villages. Mm-hmm. They want to spread the money out to this program, that program, transportation, water, and all those stuff. If they start from the remote village that has nothing, they'll have lots of ideas for their plans, how to spend the money. If they look at us, you understand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My message?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what they need to do. All they do is look at the urban cities, not us. They try to help them. We're the one who needs help out. Say they're going to double tax the gas and oil, too. Man, we're going to have a harder time living in a little village. I'm glad I got dogs. My dogs later will take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
When gas price goes up, if I can't afford gas and oil no more, they'll take care of me. So I encourage people to raise dogs. That thing is coming. The gas price is going to go up. The oil price is going to go up. So we won't be able to afford them later on. That's just my concern. So utility, transportation, and all the programs, they look at them, the money-wise. And if they look at us, the rural, small villages that are on the third world, man, they'll have a good, better plans for the urban cities. Got my drift?
Got your snow drift right there.
Okay, we got finally. I hope we get the blizzard. I get very proud. Okay, good morning.
All right.
Whenever
good
they power
morning.
River, we get blizzard. I'm waiting for one.
I know.
Last night.
Yeah, so hang on.
It's coming. It's coming. I see a little bit of ground, the blizzard. It's still just.
All right.
Okay, good morning.
Prep yourself. All right, thank you,
bye.
Edward. All right, we're going to go from Antioch, Herman. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, I'll do a follow-up on what that guy was saying. He's exactly right. We're not being represented out here. When they had Colin, a house finance committee, I told him how expensive it is. Gas is, oil is over $6 a gallon. Small can of vegetables is $4.38. Small can of Similac is $31.88. And I tell them, you don't need to tax us. I tell them, you need to give us back our permanent fund because, like in my village, they took $1.8 million. And you multiply that and all the other villages, and it comes a lot of money to create jobs. There's too many of these stuff. You guys better start calling in. I'll give you their phone numbers when they have testimony, public testimony. There's too many of these groups that get financial gain testifying. And like they're saying, give us their permanent fund. We'll take care of them. And they tried to say our two representatives are not representing us. They're taking away our kids' ability to put money away for college and the permanent fund. We could buy stove oil and heating fuel. They're saying, give us your permanent fund or we'll take away your power cost assistance. But I'll give you their phone number. Lyman Hoffman, his number, both of them are 465. Lyman Hoffman, Senator Hoffman, 465-4453. 4453, call it off, tell them we need that permanent fund. Stephanie's office number, 465-4942. She sits on the Education Committee and Rural Energy, and it's not right that they're getting, oh, look, I testify in their committee, and I tell her, people are saying, the think tank, the Dermot Cole and them, they're saying, because we're low test scores up here because of our race, that's not right. It's because do our kids are not being taught the basics, but we need to call them. Why are we giving them all this money and their UAA is not putting out teachers in Anchorage? Why are our kids getting so low score? They shouldn't be getting all this money. But anyway, call them. Find out when, look, Tiffany, her number is 4942. You could call the other number, 465-4648, and then tell you when Tiffany's there having a meeting on Education Committee on Rural Energy. That's our situation. And tell them we need our permanent fund. You guys call in and find out when Senator Hoffman, he's on the Budget Committee and Senate Finance Committee. It's not right when you tell them that even $1,600 is too much for us. You should hear them. Call them. Call Tiffany and tell them why she say, when she go to a meeting in Bethel, everybody in the meeting say to go ahead and take the permanent fund. And here that's mostly people who work in the unions or work for the company where she works for. It's not right to go to the everybody tell them down there we want to take our permanent fund. It's not right when our senator tell them $1,600 is too much for us. Call these numbers. You just got to get right now there deciding. They're trying to give us $500 dividend already. Tell them we need it. Our kids need it. Senator Hoffman, 4453, 465. And Senator Representative Tiffany, 465-4942. You guys got to get involved. They're stealing from us and they're hurting our kids' future. That guy's right. They're forgetting about us out here. Like they're taking from the poor and giving to the rich. Somebody got to speak up. Okay, Quranic for us astrology. Okay.
Quiana.
Yeah.
Thank you, Herman.
Okay, thank you, Herman.
All right, our lines are open.
Yeah, we have about a minute before we go to the break, but you can call in during the break. We'll give you the numbers, and you'll just kind of be on hold for a minute or two, and then when the show comes back up, you'll be ready to go. And our numbers are
907-543-5985,
543-2756,
or 1-800-995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we will read your email over the air. And you can be anonymous for mm-hmm. your call and your email. And when we come back, we have an email that's come in, but I'll read it after the break since we're going to go ahead and do that. So you're listening to the Talk Line, 640 on your AM dial. Or is it FM? It's AM.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Diane.
Oh,
my gosh. Never mind me. Come back after the break. All right, bye.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Bethel Native Corporation shareholder Rani, BNC annual meeting Achiruchi Makinrami, May 2, Yupi Pichiri Cultural Center Rami. BNC vote Achutit Unaksugiakait, Kuyuk Pailgata. Agus kichit ki BNC office samun may one nami 5 PM nuno liuting yuku vitakinik. BNC unaksu wai proxy ji huanihua kuyuk pailgata. Agusuki proxy ji unnamik.
The Alaska Tribal Administrators Association is proud to provide support to tribal administrative professionals within Alaska. The annual symposium will be April 8 to 10 and provides tribal administrators and others with key topics and trainings to support a strong, healthy, and sustainable tribal government and community. Connect with your fellow tribal administrators from across the state, learn more about BIA program updates, state updates in rural areas, and help inform Alaska's representatives of the issues and priorities that matter most in your community. Additional information and registration available at aktaa.org. This message sponsored by the Alaska Tribal Administrators Association.
The YK Fitness Center is open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. until 9 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. We have something for everyone's health goals, including the swimming pool, hot tub, exercise room, an open studio space, and much more. Also offering fitness programs, including boot camp, yoga, boxing, and instructional programs. This message is sponsored by the YK Fitness Center.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to the show. We have a caller, Mike, from Bethel. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, good morning there. So,
hey, good morning.
Anyway, I got a couple things here I'd like to just briefly talk about today. So mm-hmm. as we all heard earlier in the week that Councilman and former Mayor Fred Watson resigned from the city council. And
yeah.
I just wanted to give Fred a shout-out and thank him for his time that he was able to spend on council. I thought that his leadership was always very good. I didn't always agree with the way he voted, but most of the time it was, he was pretty spot on. So, Fred, thank you for your time you did spend on council, and
yeah,
a lot of us really appreciated you being there. So. And the second thing that I'd like to just kind of visit about a little bit here today is the water and sewer guys. Everybody in Bethel should be thankful for those guys. They work hard. Yeah, they might not always get there on time, but eventually they're going to get there. So like a caller earlier said, the weather is going to predicate and dictate how things happen in Bethel, but I think that as a general rule, those guys, they do rule.
Mm-hmm.
They do a great job. And so it's been a long winter, as we all know. This cold weather started in December. We're in March now, and it's still hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been deep, long, and continuous.
It has been.
Yeah.
And so... And just one more thing, and then I'll be done, is I agree with Councilman Springer here this morning that the intersections with all the snow in town are very dangerous, and I really wish that could be addressed in short order, because there's really no reason why this can't be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
The city has a yard full of very fine yellow equipment up there. There's no reason why this can't be done. And I know the state is busy working on the runway, but I think that there should be a little bit more emphasis put on getting the intersections cleaned up and the roadway. So that's about all I got for now. So thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank
Thanks,
you.
Mike, for calling
yep,
in.
Yep, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Next, we have an anonymous caller from Queethluck. Good morning, Anonymous. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning, first-time caller. With all the snow this year and the freezing temperatures, I believe we may experience a flooding this year.
So I wondered about that, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The water, I believe, once it melts, is not going to be able to seep into the ground immediately because of it's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to just maybe go right on over and maybe maybe cause a lot of flooding this year. So maybe communities could go and get together and make plans how to respond to these high flood waters.
Good planning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
They could find some handbooks on the State of Alaska website. I don't know what the address is, but maybe they could look on there or find out and call their tribal or city offices and maybe look into it. No, that's just what I had concern for today.
Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. I have an anonymous email that I'm going to read about water and sewer. With regard to the failure of the trucked water sewer system, I don't think anyone can be anything but thankful for those folks who are out there working long hours in all kinds of terrible conditions. I think that the drivers deserve the highest praise. There are two issues that desperately need to be resolved, and they're both getting worse. Number one, there are not enough drivers, and this has been going on for way too long. The city management and the city council are the only people with the authority and ability to fix this, and they need to do it or give way to new people who can. And number two, you can't reach a live person to at least talk to about your problem. Voice mailboxes are routinely full. Sorry, that's not acceptable. The drivers can't handle calls and do their work too. That only slows them down. The city needs to establish a call-in number, manned during reasonable hours, and not just the workday hours, where people can talk to an actual live person about their problem. This doesn't require a person with a CDL. If all else fails, call the mayor and council members. The buck really does stop with them. Anonymous. All right. Thank you, Anonymous.
Right. We have a caller, Eric from AVCP. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I'm calling in just to thank everybody who came to the ABCP Transportation Symposium, the DTP 101 training. It was a joint effort with ABCP, FHW, and BIA. It was from March 2 to 4, and it was a wonderful event. I'd like to thank Brent Latham and Clarence Daniel for opening. We had our training correlate Wade come up and do a presentation. Mr. Brian Peterson from Mark Buchanan was here. We had Carla Berry do the insurance package explanation. You know, Mike Shantz, our construction manager, presentation. Azara Mohammadi, Marlene Watson, Charles Guest. We'd also like to thank Adam Larson from Federal Highways. Had Professor Billy Connor come up. You know, Mark Leary was here. He really stole the show with his presentation. And if you see him out there, be sure to say thanks to him, because a lot of us are going to be able to make it to Bethel to watch district tournament ball games because of Mark Leary and the Village of the Pine Mute. But, you know, this event was a wonderful event. It was the first annual conference that we've had, and we hope to keep going. But thanks to everybody for their hard work for putting this together. Thank you for all the folks that came up from the states with all that's going on to come and help us out at this event. You know, with the tutelage and under the direction of Clarence Daniel, we were able to put this together. And thanks to everyone that came, especially the tribes. You know, the tribes are the ones that we work for, and they make this happen. So thank you to everyone. We're just very pleased how these things turned out. And we certainly did miss Renee at the Culture Center during the event. It was a completely different type of environment without her, so we wish her the best into retirement. So thank you all. Be sure to thank Mark when you see him on the River Road or, you know, at the ball games, because he really does make it possible for us to get here. And, you know, Mark's a very humble guy. He's not going to take credit for it, but, you know, the Native Hills and the Pine Mute, Mark, everybody that's working hard on the river, the upriver tribes working together, they make it possible. So thank you to everybody.
Yeah.
And I hope that everybody has a wonderful week watching ball games, and stay safe out there. Make sure you bring, you know, an extra set of warm clothes, some water bottles, make sure your cell phone's charged before you get on the river. And we'll see you guys all here at the ball games.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Very nice call.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Kudos out to all those that are working on the ice roads. It's really nice to get away from Bethel for a minute or two.
I know. I was given some information about Chamai Dance Festival, and this is in regards to the coronavirus or COVID-19. As of now, March 6th, the festival will not be canceled. Okay, so the Chamai is going to continue. They are encouraging people who have weakened immune systems, people who do not feel well, people who are concerned about the spread of the virus, to please stay home. But there are some tips for staying healthy from the World Health Organization and from our own Center for Disease Control, and that is to, it's very simple, wash your hands frequently and regularly with soap and water.
And or, for at least 20 seconds.
Yes. You have to sing Happy Birthday twice.
Or the Baby Shark song.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That means it'll be stuck in our head all day. Oh, no. Okay, the Baby Shark song, if you dare, if you can handle it. And you should do this. Washing your hands more than you usually would is really important. And washing your hands with soap and water or using an alcohol-based hand rub kills viruses that may be on your hands.
It has to be about 60% or higher in the alcohol level for it to be effective.
Thank you. And when you put that hand sanitizer on, it's kind of tingly and wet, and sometimes you want to rub it on your pants or, you know, get the main liquid off. But don't do that. Let it sit and evaporate naturally because it needs to stay on your hands for that about that 20 seconds.
Yep.
And the other thing is just make sure that you cover your mouth and nose with your bent elbow or a tissue when you cough or sneeze, then dispose of those tissues immediately. And by, you know, following that kind of hygiene, you can protect the people around you from the virus, but also cold and flus. Stay hydrated, get lots of sleep, and stay healthy, because that's also important, is keep your own health up so that whatever comes your way, if it's a cold, a flu, you're able to handle it pretty well.
And then one other thing, too, is that a lot of people just have a tendency to just spit directly into the trash can. Take a piece of tissue and spit into the tissue before you throw it and discard it, because once it starts to dry out and evaporate from the trash can, it becomes airborne.
Yeah, and this virus is spread through droplets airborne. And the last thing I'll say is those of you that sometimes like to do that spitting as you're walking into AC, going up the stairs there, could you not do that for a while? Just spit into a tissue and throw it away. That'd be the great thing to do. So anyway, we're going to go to another caller from Bethel. Buck. Good morning, Buck. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Hey.
Along with Mike and the other guys, I would like to give a shout out to the water truck drivers and utility drivers. You folks that have a vehicle, you realize how hard it was to get in your driveway, how far it set you back. Imagine if you had a big giant water truck and you had to get in 100 driveways a day. Things are going to slow down in the wintertime, and this winter in particular, when we get dumped on every weekend. And I'd like to thank the city road crews, well, the highway road crews and the city road crews. We've been having it kind of easy for a few years, and now all of a sudden we got to get back in the routine of the old days. But the drivers and the operators are doing what they can do, and I'd like to shout out to them guys. Thank you for that. Now, the reason I'm calling is this Dunleavy, however you want to pronounce it, recall petition. I signed it. I urge everybody to sign it. I'm going to try to get as many people as I can to sign it. Out here in Western Alaska, everything, name something, everything that we depend on, they want to cut or take away. They want to take away public radio. They want to cut the funding and get rid of it. They want to get rid of Head Start. They want to get rid of Medicaid. They want to cut funding to your police departments. They cut funding to your education to make the state dumber and dumber. And there's only a couple more states dumber than us, and they're trying to make us number one on that. They gave the big breaks to the oil companies, and now they're going to give it to the mining companies. And there's no way to pay for that except to cut funding to everything. Our schools are deplorable. Our cities don't get the money they need. Our nonprofits that depend on federal and state grants aren't getting what they need to take care of their communities. And Dunleavy's budget just wants to cut more. So I'm signing a petition to recall the guy. and I encourage everybody else to do it. If you look at any village in Western Alaska, there's not a household that doesn't have somebody on food stamps, somebody on in Head Start, somebody on Medicaid, somebody that needs to go to the clinic, somebody that needs a police department to show up occasionally, and they're cutting all of that instead of trying to figure out a way to get a state tax going to pay for the stuff that we need. Okay. Well, that's my two cents. And sign the petition to get rid of Dunleavy. Thank you.
Thank you, Buck, for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
All right. Well, we got some weather for the Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. We have cloudy with a chance of snow. Highs 10 to 15 above. Northeast winds at 15 miles an hour. For tonight, we have cloudy with a chance of snow. Low 0 to 5 above with a variable wind to 10 miles per hour. For tomorrow, we have mostly cloudy with a chance of snow, highs at 10 to 20 above, variable wind to 10 miles per hour. And you can also get good updated weather at Kusko.net. As Mark was saying, that darker color means heavier snow, and once you see that map turn green, he said, go home and be safe and warm up and eat soup and watch your TV shows.
I like that. Okay. So we have an announcement about a meeting on Monday. The Nunavut Alaska Provisional Government will be meeting at the Bethel Moravian Church Seminary meeting room starting on March 9th, which is Monday, at 1:30 until 5. The next day meeting will start on March 10th, which is Tuesday, at 9 a.m. and end at 5. The revised agenda will be emailed out to all of the 56 tribes of Western Alaska. The goal of the government is to achieve unity for all of the 56 tribes in the region instead of a state-chartered borough under the state of Alaska. The past studies have rejected the idea of a borough government. The treaty has been developed among the tribes, and this solely will be up to the tribes to decide. The NARG, which I think is the Nunavut Alaska Provisional Government, will not affect the services being provided by our regional nonprofit organizations, nor will it affect the sovereign status of our federally recognized tribes. It will strengthen them. It will also enhance economic development for our region, even more so with the resource development that is occurring or in the process of planning. Also, we are rich in our natural resources, and we need to help manage them for our subsistence needs in our region. Climate change is adversely affecting our way of life everywhere. We will provide updates on the Victims Crime Fund, Violence Against Women Act, tribal courts, and public safety issues. If you have questions, you can call Mike Williams at 907-765-2061. You can email Mike Williams at mwilliams195-22004@yahoo.com. It might be hard to remember that. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead to our caller.
We have Herman from Aniak. Welcome to Talkline.
Part two of Herman.
I was going to call, but after hearing what could they say about our governor, that to give her a rebuttal, it doesn't help any to call our governor names. And the governor, he was trying to restore our full permanent fund, and he was a teacher out in rural Alaska, and he sees they're spending too much money, and it's the legislature's fault. They have this Biden caucus, so don't be what you hear, but our governor, he's trying to help us. They cut senior benefits, in the budget, and then they try to make it sound like it's the governor's fault. We need new people representing us. And he has a native wife, too. He knows how he lived in Savingo or something. He knows how to live in rural Alaska. And those guys don't like him because he served in the legislature and they didn't want to listen to him. and they want to keep stealing our permanent fund. So don't believe what you hear about him. You know, they say cut ferry service. We never had ferry service out here. We're not asking for it. Just asking for our permanent fund back. Call this number, you guys. If you guys care about what's going on, don't believe everything you hear about what they say about our governor. He's trying to help us. Call 465-4648, and you could talk right in their meeting. You can watch it on Galvin Loft at channel 7040. And you could see them when you're talking to them. Tell them you need to cut the budget. They're telling them 10% across the board cut. They won't even do that. And don't believe what you hear about our governor for trying to recall him. They try to do that to our president. Same bunch is trying to do that here in Alaska. Turn it into socialism. Free everything. Sanctuary state, we don't need that here. Think of us first. We need that permanent fund more than the state. You guys get a call. Call Tiffany. I don't know if she's trying to argue with you. I said, I should have called them. They tried to argue, but you could testify when they're having an education meeting or Senate Finance Committee meeting and talk. Speak up for you guys. When you come to election time, remember who to vote for, who's standing up for us or not. But don't believe what you hear about our governor. He cares for us. Okay, well, have a nice day.
Bye. Have a good day, Herman.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to go to Edward from Atmosphere for round two.
Round two. Hello, good Edward.
Good morning.
I forgot this house bill that went into Washington, that probably House Bill 221.
Okay. Tell us about it.
It's a state in 2017, federal and state work together in order for the state to listen to the tribes, work together. And that never happened. Now they're turning House Bill probably 221. It's probably 221 to further work with the tribes in Alaska, all over in the United States. In Alaska, if you see the villages, we got 99.9% tribal. And years before, I've been hearing that the state recognized these tribal villages, tribal governments. And I guess that never happened yet, because we're not recognized yet. So this House Bill 221, or probably 221 that went in, I never hear about that. I wish somebody could little bit talk about it, because it's for our future benefit, our future use, so we can fix whatever is broken with the state by working together. Because the state has a law that they're supposed to treat the tribes same as the state. That never happened yet. If you look at the world, they're not the world, Alaska, where we live. I've been seeing that. I wish these people who run for government, state, could come live in a remote village, see everything from Alpha to Zulu, then run. That way they'll help people from a little village, rural village, remote village, to urban city. That's what I'm saying. These filthy rich people been running the show too long. They look down on low-income villages, tribes, and they turn away.
Mm.
And they listen to these companies that make more money than us.
Mm.
They need to look at us.
We're the citizens of the United States of America. We are.
Mm-hmm.
Born and raised. They need to listen to us more, the tribes.
Yes.
If they want to work something out better for the future. I'm not against it. I'm not for it. But I'm telling them, listen, mm-hmm. I'm telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If they come live in my shoes, they'll see a big difference. They'll make it happen.
Hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I live in a little remote village, third world, meaning third world. Bethel, Alaska is the 21st century. I live in the third world. I live like 18 miles. Still live in a third world. The congressman, legislation, supposed to put our honey buckets in a museum. Never happened yet.
Never happened.
I'm still using it.
Okay, yes, Edward, we're going to be wrapping up soon. All right, thank you. And if you're interested in learning more about House Bill 221, which is the bill that is an act providing for state recognition of federally recognized tribes and providing for an effective date of that, and that means that it's a bill to ask the state of Alaska to provide the same recognition to tribes that the federal government already provides. Okay, so it's to get the state in line with that. And Tiffany Zolkolsky, our House representative for House District 38, she's one of many representatives who are sponsoring this bill. You can go to akleg.gov and look up all kinds of bills, but this is House Bill 221, and they have different letters that people have sent in about it. If you want to learn more or if you want to call, the numbers are provided there at akleg.gov. So.
All right, and then we also have your PFD deadline. So if you haven't already turned in your PFDs, please turn them in or apply for them online by March 31st. So the last day of March today at 11:59 p.m. March 31st is your deadline to apply for your PFDs.
And here is my sad story. Last year I thought I applied. And there's two ways of applying, and the one I did not take, and I did not get a PFD. For the first time in 23 years, oh my gosh, it was very painful. So go ahead and as soon as the show's over, go and apply right now. Don't be like Diane and wait till the 31st. Anyway, that's the end of our show. Alyssa, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, I'm so glad you were here. And we wish the best to Peter, and we'll hear from all of you next week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in.